the idea was, what was the idea? I already lost it. Oh my gosh, I already lost it. I had a beautiful idea about, yeah, how to test your intuition. This was the idea. Come on, Victor. Yeah. Okay, so every morning I have a special habit or routine. And this routine is to go for a walk outside. It's supposed to be called exercise in a way that I'm going to run for a while and then stop and walk, because my dog is not young enough anymore for the running process. But at least after, when I get home, I can do some yoga or do some elliptical in order to get some heat and feel the good benefits of exercising. But that was not the point of this recording. The point of this recording was going to say, I just found a trip of how to test your intuition every day. But yeah, it required that you get into nature, into a forest, for instance, by yourself with no phone, and get lost or not, I don't know, it depends how long or many times. But what I just discovered is when I am in the forest, I never take the same path. In other words, I could get out of my house and think about from where I will get to which point of the forest, because there are many points of entry and many points also to get outside the forest. Anyway, the point is, instead of planning it all in my head regarding the time and stuff like that, I will just get lost. Not get lost like I'm going for a way to make myself lost in the middle of nowhere, because I could. It's a forest, even if I know somehow the forest well enough. I don't know the little, you know, center trick of this forest, but the point is, I'm going to choose left or right at the right moment. So I'm going to the forest from one point. I'm going outside and I feel what I feel like. Do I feel to go left or right? I don't know why, and this is the best part. I don't know why I'm going to take left. And why does I say that? Did I say that it was the best part? It was the best part because I don't know why. And intuition is this. You don't know why. You can't explain it. And I will do exactly the same at any crossroad in the forest. So I just did like 3 crossroads, more or less. And again, I was like, at first in my head, because you can't stop thinking, you can't stop making some logical, you know, thinking in your head. And I was thinking I will go straight because it's less effort, it's flat, and it's making half of the circle of the forest. But somehow I changed my mind. I arrived at the crossroad, and instead of going straight, I go right because I felt like it. And it's exactly at this point when I turn right that I felt like, oh, but I'm just exercising my intuition. What a surprise! And it was easy. But when we want to force it, like when you first heard about intuition and you want to exercise it or experience it in real life, you kind of feel blocked because you don't feel it's the right thing to do or is the right place. So basically, my recommendation is test it in some very unconventional or unexpected ways. So I just gave the example of going for a walk or a jogging in the forest, and at any crossroad you choose from the heart, not from the head, where you go. And again, make sure you say before you say, I go right and I don't know why, the I don't know why is the exact sign that it's your intuition talking and not your head. Because if you say to me, I'm going right because it's shorter this way, or I know this way, let's say it's not for sure your intuition talking, it's more your knowing and your head making some logical, you know, connection again, which is completely normal. We are human for this way, but the exercise here is to make some distinction between our logical thinking and our intuitive thinking. So try it, and if you have any like advice of how to use it, but not in a forest, somewhere else and in another way, please share it, because I would love to hear from you. I thank you very much, and I see you soon. Bye.